Each year, peanut farmers produce peanuts, and if they cannot sell them, they may forfeit them to the government. At that point, the government moves into action to offer those for various programs on domestic and international markets. Well, this year they didn't find a lot of bidders because of the oversupply of peanuts, so they started an exchange program. The first peanuts were exchanged for roasted peanuts. Those roasted peanuts will go into small bags and will be shipped to Haiti for the school lunch program as a giveaway special through USAID. Another one was issued this week, and this is for the exchange into peanut butter. USDA's Farm Service Agency announced the exchange would be from 8,237 tons of commodity credit-owned peanuts would be exchanged for peanut butter. The company that had the peanuts was Golden Peanut of Olander, North Carolina. They have now given the peanuts to Birdsong Peanuts. Birdsong will convert these peanuts, 8,237 tons, into peanut butter with local companies, and then they will be delivered to the government at their request. But it's a total of 1,788,000 pounds of peanut butter will be delivered in this program. Peanut farmers are watching the Argentina report this week because the sector is worried as Argentina is digging their peanuts while U.S. farmers are planting. The digging process in general has been delayed due to the conditions of rainy and foggy weather for the last 14 days. They said the digging has stopped in Argentina to slow down action. And then this weekend, they're reporting they had a frost. And the frost was heavy and has destroyed some of the peanuts, as they will need to have some dry land now, dry weather now, to get in there and get those peanuts. But overall, a problem in Argentina could open up the door for peanut farmers in the Southeast. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.